800. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Hey, what's up, New Mexico? It's me, Darius Rucker. And I'm here to tell you about the new Darius Rucker Scratchers from the New Mexico Lottery. There are three different scratchers that features yours truly, and a top prize of $65,000. And if you enter the second chance drawing, you'll have a chance to win a trip for two to the CMA Music Festival in Nashville. Share a drink with me, maybe we'll sing a song, and you'll take home a personally signed guitar.
Two trip packages will be awarded. Let me hear the New Mexico Lottery. You must be at least 18 to play. Please play responsibly.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Out there, and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite you to join us today at 1030 Camino Manana, located just north of downtown Santa Fe, right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. And when you get here, you'll be able to tour this beautiful four-bedroom, 3,100-square-foot home, which has been creatively renovated with numerous custom features. We have refreshments, and for those of you who join us today, your names will be entered into a drawing for terrific gift cards. So come on over to 1030 Camino Manana, right off of Bishop's Lodge Road, just north of downtown Santa Fe. And co-hosting the show with me today are Associate Broker Ginger Clark, who is staging today's open house, as well as Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, the well-regarded institution here in town. Nice to have you ladies on the show with me.
Thank you very much. Ray. Appreciate it.
Also here with us at 1030 Camino Manana is my other associate broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Mark Williams, who is around here somewhere, and he's co-listing this fabulous property with Ginger Clark. In a few minutes, Ginger, Kathy, and I will talk about a variety of issues, including the features of 1030 Camino Manana. But before we get going with that, I invite you to go to our website to see all of the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And then when you're there, why don't you check out Mark Lopez & Associates, which offers you a variety of land development services. You can contact Mark and his team of professionals by calling 920-2881. That's 920-2881, or you can learn more about Mark Lopez & Associates by going to our website. Again, that is allthingsrealestateradio.com. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at KTRC, and Ethan Urbanek and Dylan Markham, my very professional technicians, right here at 1030 Camino Manana, I want to kick off things today by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. As always, welcome to the show, and this is our first remote broadcast together, Andrew.
Been a long time.
Well, we're going to do a whole bunch of them this year, so what do you have for the listeners today?
You know, there's something quite wonderful about a house that one can buy and move into without major renovation like this one. Before the crash, there were a lot of loan programs that would finance major renovations as well as new construction, but with local banks, it really restricted, and national banks largely out of this business. The business of financing construction, at least, the perfect home is ever more attractive. There are loan programs such as the FHA 203K that allow minor or major construction or renovation, but they're very difficult to put together, and in the end, they're very expensive, both in rate and fees. I do have one lender who will do a one-time closed construction loan, which locks a rate today for construction cost and converts to permanent upon completion. But the reality is that at today's reduced home values and rising construction costs, it's advantageous to buy an existing home rather than build a new one. I met with a prospective client this week to discuss constructing a new home. And the result was that new construction has lots of hidden costs and runs a far second to a home that you can purchase today and move in and enjoy immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting, counsel, and later on in the show we're actually going to have the builder of this property, Pat Pinson, on the show, and he may offer a little bit slightly different commentary coming from his perspective. But last week, Andrew, you talked about the changes in the winds with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and I'm just curious, with those changes that Congress is contemplating, will construction loans become easier or harder to get down the road?
I think banking and construction loans, construction financing, have become ever more problematic.
Mm. Well, I guess the message is show up today here at 1030 Camino Mañana. This is a house that Pat Pinson built beautifully. You can move in tomorrow if you bought the property from Ginger Clark and Mark Williams. So I encourage you to come on over here today. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, thank you as always for your excellent commentary. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, okay?
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Okay, guys, we're doing some chair shuffling now. I want to welcome Kathy Roberts, who is the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and Ginger Clark, associate broker at Sotheby's International Realty. Nice to have you guys as my co-host today.
Thank you, Ray.
Well, I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. Today, Kathy and I are going to discuss a variety of trust-related issues, but before we do that, what do you think of this house, Kathy?
Oh, gee, I think this house is fabulous. And something that I haven't ever told you, I think, is that I've built a few houses myself as a contractor. And after you've built a few houses, when you walk in another house, you almost automatically know the feel of the quality when you walk in the door and if it was done right. And this was done right.
Right.
So congratulations.
Well, and Ginger Clark, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, and our other colleague, Mark Williams, are proud to be listing this property. Again, we're going to have Pat Pinson, the builder, on the show later on to talk about all the things that he did to transform this property, which he did a fabulous job. I guess before we actually jump into that, though, Ginger, you know, tonight they hand out the Academy Awards. So I was thinking that if this house was a movie star, it would definitely get an Oscar.
I think it'd get best in picture, yeah, best picture of the year. Why not?
Well, why don't we do this, Ginger, for the next few minutes? Let's sort of frame for the listeners where we are and why they should join us today here at 1030 Camino Mañana.
Well, Ray, you know, it's an interesting story. My clients, Mark's and my clients, picked this area in particular because they wanted to have the freedom and the convenience of living near downtown. They searched and searched and found this home, which did need remodeling. They found the great builder, Pat Pinson, to do the complete remodel, and it's turned out to be an absolute jewel. There's big skylights, new windows and doors, and so many additions to the interior that make it perfect for living the way people really live right now, entertaining. They opened up the kitchen and living room, dining room, because they were happy to entertain, and they did a lot of entertaining.
Uh-huh.
Skylights, all new appliances, custom cedar cabinetry, brick floors. The lighting is custom lighting design that can be modified for any homeowners. If they have particular pieces of art, they can highlight that art.
Sure.
So everything that they planned and did was with the hope of being here forever and enjoying the Santa Fe experience.
And the good news for them is that they received a fabulous job offer that's going to take them out of town. The good news for you, Ginger Clark, and Mark Williams, our broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, is that you're now listing this beautiful property. And the good news for a buyer is that if he or she showed up today, and we will talk about price and everything, and this thing is just incredibly priced, they would be able to move into a property literally tomorrow if they wanted to. I don't know if all these beautiful furnishings go with could be purchased separately or whatever, but the point is that unlike a lot of properties that are on the market now, this one doesn't need to have a single thing done to it, except for the outside, which we're going to talk about later on with Thomas Williams, a landscape designer. And the reason why that happened, and we're going to, again, as I said, talk about it later on, is because they got this job offer, they're moving out of town, and after they were done renovating and restoring the interior of the property, they just didn't have the opportunity to do the outside, plus it was winter, so they postponed that, correct?
That's right. They had moved during the winter, and so it's a, basically an open canvas in which, you know, working with a landscape designer, and you could make this property whatever you want it to be. It's beautiful for entertaining. It has all the elements for being a great home to live and entertain in. And I think Thomas is going to give us some really good ideas.
He will later on, but let's sort of tease the listeners a little bit more, Ginger. The price of this property is $750,000.
That's right.
And for a 3,100 square foot property, actually 2,400 in the main house, and then there's a guest house, which we haven't really talked about at all, but total of 3,100 square feet. At that price point, this is an incredible bargain, isn't it?
It is a bargain because, like you said, you can move right into it. And it has another element that you just mentioned. The guest house is fantastic. It's got a traditional Kiva fireplace, a full one bedroom, full laundry, full kitchen. It's more than a guest house. It's really quite nice, and that's just the frosting on the cake, as far as I'm concerned, with the property.
Later on in the program, Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, and I are going to talk about trust-related issues, but I suspect you probably have some clients, and again, 50% of your clients are out of state, but I suspect you have some clients that would find this would be a perfect reason to move to Santa Fe, right?
Absolutely. This is a gorgeous property with gorgeous views. And the one thing, the laundry room, I'm a laundry room addict, too.
Oh.
And it's got just this perfect laundry room.
Okay, so for all the listeners out there, if you have some laundry you want to have done today, Kathy Roberts is ready to use the beautiful facilities here at 1030 Camino Mañana. Ginger, I want to go back to talking a little bit about that guest house. What are some of the features that it offers?
Well, the guest house has, you know, a tremendous view of the Sangres from the kitchen and from the front porch. Then, you know, it's got a feeling. It feels bigger than a guest house. It's got a very large bedroom with a walk-in closet. And a living room with a Kiva fireplace, and it's just a very Santa Fe style, Santa Fe living kind of complement to that guest house.
And I think a couple of things that people ought to know is that we are just a hop, skip, and a jump from downtown Santa Fe. Again, we are north on Bishop's Lodge Road. Just take it literally about a mile up the road and make a right-hand turn onto Camino Mañana. But this property sits, I think you said, maybe not, on an acre of land, which is significant.
It sits on an acre, and it's heavily wooded with pinyons and mature fruit trees. There's an apple tree that last year bore a great crop of small red apples that were, you know, darn near perfection.
Well, we're going to come back. Actually, it'll be sold before they bloom again, so we're out of luck. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation here at 1030 Camino Mañana. We invite you to join us today. We've got some refreshments, tour of this fabulous property, and if you come here, we will enter your name into a drawing for fabulous gifts that Ginger Clark will talk about in the next segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch home site offers access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com. That's discovercanyonridge.com, or call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can.
It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
This is what happens when Mike Malloy is on.
Wow, was that a state dinner at the White House for China's leader or what? Talk about celebrities. No, I don't mean the entertainers. I mean the capitalist heavyweights. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, Murdoch's wife. All were there to celebrate the rise of Chinese capitalism. The new boss, not the same old boss.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Mike Malloy, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk 1260 KTRC. Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a remote broadcast from 1030 Camino Manana, which is just north of downtown Santa Fe, right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. We invite you to come by today. Ginger Clark and Mark Williams are the hosts of this open house. They've got refreshments. They've got some fabulous gifts they're going to be giving away in gift card form. For anyone who shows up today, we'll enter your name into a drawing, and you can win one of those gift cards. I want to reintroduce my good friend and one of the strong supporters of All Things Real Estate, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, a very well-regarded institution here in town, Kathy Roberts. And, Kathy, I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell the listeners about a very special event that you're going to be doing this week. What is that all about?
Great. Thanks, Ray. On Thursday the 3rd, we're going to be at the El Dorado Hotel and Spa right downtown Santa Fe from 9:30 to 1, and we've got a few seats left. It's a seminar that talks about why estate plans fail. And, of course, you know, lots of planning has to go into everybody's estate plan, but we'd like to go over some of the trips and falls that people can make, and we have several professionals that are going to be there to talk about that. So call us if you'd like a seat. Uh-huh. We just got a few seats left. So call us or call Sharon at Santa Fe Trust, 984-2775.
Again, that's 984-2775. And reserve your own seat for the Santa Fe Trust-sponsored seminar, which I think you're doing in collaboration with another firm here in town, right?
Right. Waddell and Reed will be there to talk about investments and how things are changing, and talk about change. This is time frame for it.
It is, and later on in the show, Kathy and I are going to talk about, among other things, income tax-related issues and associated with trusts and how you can put that all that information together. So I encourage you, that is, again, on March 3rd from 9:30 to 1 p.m. down at the El Dorado Hotel and Spa, but you have to call Kathy and her colleagues at Santa Fe Trust to reserve what are just a handful of seats remaining. And again, that's 505-984-2775. Is that
right?
That's
right. Thank you.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I want to shift gears a little bit and now welcome Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, Santa Fe's premier landscape and garden design studio. Welcome to the show, Thomas.
It's great to be here, Rick. Thank you.
Well, we've had you on the show before, but we've never done a live remote broadcast together. And so I'm looking forward to this because we're going to be doing a whole bunch of remotes from a number of properties around Santa Fe over the next 6 months. And I want you to be at as many of them as you can possibly arrange. Thomas, the owners of this beautiful home here at 1030 Camino Manana did extensive and, as we talked about, very creative renovations to the interior of the property, but resolved to move out of state, and they couldn't tackle the landscaping because they were leaving in the it was wintertime to complement the fabulous home renovations. So you've got some thoughts for the listeners, and that particularly that buyer who's going to show up today and give an offer to Ginger Clark on this property about what they can do to the exterior in landscaping. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Ray, this is a landscaper's dream and a designer's dream. This house has what I counted at least 6 sliding glass doors leading to the outside, which you rarely see in homes nowadays. And what that allows the designer to do, or the creation of a landscape, is create individual living spaces that extend the living space of the interior house probably by about 2,000 square feet. We probably spend 75% of our time in Santa Fe outside. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to create distinct living areas while creating a flow throughout the entire landscape is an incredible opportunity, because the homeowner can create it that landscape that reflects their needs, mm-hmm, and their tastes. All too often in older neighborhoods like this, it's already in a homeowner's space with having to tear out
right.
versus put in.
Sure.
And so the landscaper or a homeowner can really create a design for their own liking, their own needs. If they have a family, they can create a kid-friendly space. If it's purely entertaining, a purely entertaining space. So it's a wide range.
I have a question on that, because obviously when Pat Pinson did the renovations for this beautiful home, he had in mind some of the classic techniques and styles that he uses, but also, too, there's an element of what is new and contemporary. Is the same thing applicable for landscape design? In other words, if it was an old landscape design property, landscape design property, are there things that change in landscape design that you come in and say, hey, let's pull everything out and start over again?
Oh, definitely. Many years ago, you would see a big use of railroad ties or something like that. Now, we've replaced the same concept of holding back soil uh-huh. with dry stack walls, which uh-huh. are made with beautiful moss rock. Used to the plants used many years ago were not drought-tolerant nor really, to be honest with you, too beautiful.
Right.
Now we bring in native and drought-tolerant plants that reduce the water usage and create a stop any type of erosion and all those type of things. And so it's advanced the same way interior construction has advanced,
uh-huh.
from water reclamation to plants used to the materials we use.
Uh-huh. And so the short answer is that, yes, there are changes in landscape design, just like there are with the interior of a home.
Definitely. There's many changes in what is seen as complementary to a traditional interior varies too, from a Southwest style to even a very modern or Asian style. So a homeowner who were to buy this house can decide, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I want it to look.
Got it. I tell you what, I want you to hold your thought about how someone can do that, because later on the show we're going to talk about going from A to Z to actually put together your own landscape design, okay?
Okay.
You're going to stay with us for a while?
Sure.
Tell you what, Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal minute, brought to us by the law firm of Shore, Yost, and Patterson. Today, attorney Debbie Ramirez, in the second of a two-part commentary, speaks to some of the issues you need to consider when using trusts for owning real estate, which, Kathy Roberts, you will be following this very closely to make sure that we're correct. Among the factors you need to consider when establishing a trust for ownership and management of real estate are, first, identifying your objectives. Is your sole purpose to preserve your anonymity? Or would you like to simplify or avoid probate administration in the event of your death? Perhaps your primary purpose is management and investment of the trust property without regard to estate tax. Maybe minimizing estate taxes for yourself and your beneficiaries is a concern. Or maybe you'd like to provide supplemental income to a disabled relative without jeopardizing Medicaid or other governmental benefits. Or perhaps you are concerned about creditors reaching the trust property. The point is that once you have established your trust objectives, you'll be able to select the type of trust best suited for their needs. You'll also be able to identify the property to be transferred to the trust, as well as determine the terms to be included in the trust instrument, to accomplish your goals. Establishing a legally enforceable trust which accomplishes your objectives is a complicated process and sometimes hard to say. Consulting an attorney can assist and help you plan ahead, and that could be a very useful step. I want to thank Debbie Ramirez for a very useful legal minute. If you have your own legal questions regarding trusts, you can contact the Shore, Yost, and Patterson Law Firm at 989-7500 or through their website, santafelawyers.com. Kathy Roberts, Debbie Ramirez talked about a couple of things that you've actually referenced in previous shows. Any comments on what she said?
She's right on. She had a lot of areas that people ought to think about, and one of them that I just recently wrote about was the probate issue.
Yes, indeed.
Sometimes it's privacy that people want, and they just don't want everyone to know what was in their documents, and having that information in the trust can help establish that privacy. But some of the other things are, the taxation issues that can move along inside of a trust to another generation and be skipped, that estate taxation skips one or more generations. And so that's why people put their property and other valuables inside a trust, to be settled to a beneficiary at a later time.
Yeah, I guess there's not one sort of specific reason. It varies from what your situation is, what your family situation is, what kind of beneficiary situation you have, where you live,
right,
what kind of properties you have, what assets you have. I mean, it's all the more reason to actually go to Santa Fe Trust.
That's right.
To basically get the professional counsel that you and your colleagues offer. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take another break here on All Things Real Estate. We invite you to come on down here and join us today for a remote broadcast at 10:30 Camino Manana. It's a beautiful house. We've been talking about it. We also have some refreshments, and Ginger Clark is going to take your name when you arrive here, put it in a hat, and then later on in the show we're going to pull it out, and you could win a fabulous gift card. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
By allowing everyday tasks to get in their way, too many business owners put off doing their company's disaster plan. Yet at least one in four businesses affected by a disaster, whether man-made or natural, never reopen.
Thank you for calling Brandeis Partners. Due to the recent flood damage, our offices will be closed indefinitely. Thank you for understanding.
Disasters are unpredictable, so visit ready.gov to make your company's disaster plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 1030 Camino Manana, which is just a little bit north of downtown Santa Fe, right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. If you come here today, you can tour this beautiful home, which was extensively and creatively renovated a few years ago. And you can also enter your name into a drawing for some fabulous free gifts and enjoy some nice assortment, Ginger, of refreshments. And also there's some KTRC, Hutton Broadcasting, swag, as they call it, some gifts that you can walk away with. So anyway, we encourage you to come on down here to 1030 Camino Manana. Before we go back into our conversation, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management, with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I want to welcome back my broker colleague, Ginger Clark, along with the well-known builder, Pat Pinson, who did the creative remodeling here at 1030 Camino Manana. Pat Pinson has lived and built in northern New Mexico for over 30 years and is known for his blend of Spanish and contemporary design with an eye toward simple, clean, and functional lines. His motto is, quote, if it's done well, it will look good. I like that. So that's a very good one. Anyway, he's achieved this for sure here at 1030 Camino Manana, hasn't he, Ginger?
He has. Everything from the placement of the skylights, which there are many, and the brick floors,
the combination of beautiful windows that look out into the distance. And in fact, Pat, if you could tell us a little bit about the owner's plans that they had for making a viewing deck for on top of the garage. What did you do to make that a possibility?
Well, originally they desired a viewing deck up on top of the garage, but we put it off, but we did design it for that. So structurally it's sound. The deck, we planned on doing a Trex deck up there eventually. Right now it's
back up for a second. What's a Trex deck?
A Trex deck is a very durable wood-looking deck. It's more of a plastic material now.
Uh-huh.
It used to be a composite of wood, but now it's more of a plastic. So it lasts a long time. It's lightweight, easy to install, but it's not a cheap thing. It's a nice system.
Right, but it's a durability factor.
It's a durability factor,
uh-huh.
Yes. And so we're structurally all set up for it with the joists that we use in there. We had it all engineered for that future.
Earlier we had discussed a staircase design that you would put up on the west side of the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And we had discussed, the pros and cons of putting a wood deck or a metal deck, and you had suggested metal.
Yeah, I think that it some type of a wrought iron system, an iron stairway with rails, simply because it's so much more durable in the long term than a wood system out there, which is nice also. And it's just a maintenance issue where if we go with, because also what that's going to require is a slight buildup on the parapet walls with a rail. So all that done in wrought iron would be very attractive and long-lasting.
Uh-huh. And I have a sort of a general question. There have been a lot of stories, Pat, in the media lately and certainly within the real estate community about how remodeling and renovation of properties because of where we are in real estate has become much more popular. A lot of homeowners have decided to do that. Obviously, you as a builder are looking for people to start from scratch, but I suspect that your remodeling business has really picked up significantly in the last 2 years.
We do a fair amount of remodeling. I enjoy it, especially when you're working with good people.
Uh-huh.
Like here, this was quite a joint effort on this house. Every day,
right.
We were in contact with the owners and Ginger, and we're trying to make it, put it together. So I enjoy remodel. As a builder, I prefer new.
Of course. Right.
What we did with this house here is we actually restored the structural integrity of the building, so it's a well-made home. It's not just a cosmetic remodel, it's a structural remodel as well.
I see.
So everything is brought up to codes.
Uh-huh.
All new wiring, all new plumbing lines.
And that's significant, isn't it, Ginger? I mean, from the standpoint of, as we as real estate brokers talking to prospective buyers, if you can sell those elements on a property to them, it basically takes away some of their concerns about what they're going to have to put into a property when they move in. Isn't that correct?
That's right, Ray. You know, anxiety about moving into another house, moving in itself is anxiety prone, but to know that, the roof is reinforced nicely, that there's all new electric plumbing lines, a contained septic system that basically makes, maybe you can explain that, Pat.
Well, what it does is it treats your sewage so you can actually use it for your plants and landscaping.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And Pat, I'm just curious, we've got about a minute here before we need to go on to a different segment. From your standpoint as someone who remodeled this, you're a very accomplished, very well-respected builder. What was the biggest challenge that maybe you had with this property to bring it to what it is today, this beautiful structure?
Well, it was originally a very well-made home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it had been neglected, obviously, for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably our biggest obstacle, was to bring this house back to its structure and make it like a new home.
Mm-hmm.
Which we did,
right?
And it was very extensive. We I don't want to get into all the things that we did, but we did a lot of things. Plus, we put 2 inches of foam on the outside to bring these walls up to all the new energy standards.
Uh-huh.
So pretty much it's up to new energy standards in all ceiling and walls.
Uh-huh. Well, you did a fabulous job here at Pat Pinson, the well-regarded builder here in Santa Fe. Again, we're at 10:30 Camino Mañana. We invite you to come on over here and join us today for Ginger Clark and Mark Williams' open house. Pat, I appreciate you being on the show with us today and talking about it. Thank you so much. I'm going to shift chairs a little bit here and have my other co-host come back, Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy is, heading up a company that's very well regarded here in town. And I think, Kathy, maybe we want to talk in this remaining 5 minutes or so before we have to take a break, 6 minutes, about some of the trust-related issues that people should maybe be focusing on as we come into tax season. Ooh.
Yeah, it is tax
season.
And everybody's on a fast run for tax season. When we talk about tax season, I always like to talk about two things. One is whatever you need to do for your current tax season, which is a lot of gathering of data and bringing that all together. Again, we are all for using the professionals, and if you have a trust with someone like Santa Fe Trust, we do that work for you. But the secondary issue is to always think about 2010 is over. It's now 2011,
uh-huh.
And there have been some changes. We've talked about those things, and there have been preservation of a lot of the estate planning tools that people were using in taxation. But there are some decisions to make, especially around gifting and those kinds of things. People need to make a decision this year, I think by September, on some of those issues. And so you need to start researching 2011 now.
Uh-huh.
So you don't make a mistake.
Well, that's interesting. And when you talk about gifting, what specifically would someone need to be thinking about with their own assets and estate?
Sure. Lots of people, and no one has gifted to me, but hoping.
There could be a listener out there that wants to do it today.
Someday someone will.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things, and when we're listening to the legal moment and we're mm-hmm. listening to how well the house is built, a lot of things are going through my mind. One of the things that people do is they want to prepare a property or something of that sort for someone to live in that might have a need that they can't not fulfill themselves.
Right.
And so one of the tips was, if that property is in a trust and the person has special needs, you don't want to trip up the possibility of their getting, whether it's Medicaid or other state or federal funds that they would normally get. If you give them the house outright, they're going to have an asset that will probably disqualify them from some of those benefits.
I see. And so one of the things that you do, and we've talked about this on previous shows, is when a client comes in, again, you have a team of specialists, not only those who can assess the value of and the potential risks from an investment and a tax standpoint of their assets, but you can also put them in touch with a lawyer, part of your team, who can talk about the legal issues associated with what they want to do. And actually that's critical, as Debbie Ramirez with the Shore Yost & Patterson Law Firm was talking about, because it determines, based on your circumstances, what trust product you at Santa Fe Trust recommend, correct?
That's right. We work in concert with other professionals. I just looked at the list the other day, and across the United States, we have a total of between financial advisors, there's attorneys, CPAs, and others, of 9,000 individuals, depending on where you live, what your special needs are, that we can work with you to, have someone like Debbie draw up the estate plan, have someone else that might be a CPA participate. So it's really important that your team look at all of the rationale that you're putting this trust together. And I think as individuals look at their trust, sometimes they think, I could just go get something off the shelf.
Uh-huh.
And you can, but you need to assess all of the risks that are associated with that, because if you just take something off the shelf and you haven't done a full review of all the assets, all the reasons that you're doing this, you could miss a tax issue, you could miss an investment issue or something else.
Yeah, I mean, life is complicated enough.
It is.
Kathy Roberts, one of the hardest working people I know. Do you find that this time of year, as we're coming close to, I think it's the 18th of April this year rather than the 15th,
that's right,
to tax day, Are you like an accounting firm? Is your business, I know you're busy all the time, but has it increased significantly?
Absolutely. Our business increases significantly during this time frame. Our phones ring more often. The mail is going more often. We track every piece of data for every client that we have, whether it's waiting for their K-1 to come in, all of their in-year statements to come in. All of that is tracked precisely by client down to the day that we mail their tax return to the IRS. That is tracked, so there's no question of when it went out the door, when it went in the mail, how it went in the mail, uh-huh. et cetera.
Interesting. Well, as always, a very complicated subject matter made less complicated by Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to go into our last segment of the show and our famous Open House of the Week segment. And we're here today at an open house, which is 1030 Camino Mañana. We invite you to come on over here, this beautiful property. You can tour it. You can enjoy some refreshments. And Ginger Clark and Mark Williams will enter your name into a drawing for fabulous free gift cards. So join us here at 1030 Camino Mañana. We'll be back in a minute.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so...
Okay, by the sound of that music, you know that we've reached our Open House of the Week segment, which is brought to us by our very good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. We appreciate that they are now sponsoring, though I'm not supposed to use that word, but they are actually bringing you the Open House of the Week segment from this point forward. And today we are doing a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate from 1030 Camino Mañana, a beautiful house here just north of Santa Fe, right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. We encourage you to come by today, take a tour of this property. Ginger Clark will be here till 3 o'clock. She is the co-listing broker of this property along with Mark Williams. And again, if you do show up today, you can enjoy some refreshments, see the house, and also have your name entered into a drawing for fabulous free gift cards. So we're into the last sort of segment, guys. We're going to do a roundtable. I have Thomas Williams, a landscape design professional with us, Ginger Clark, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, and the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Kathy Roberts. I think maybe I want to start off, Ginger, by letting you... You know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to start off with Thomas Williams, going left to right. Thomas, you talked earlier in the segment about what someone could do if they were a prospective buyer of this property to take what is a blank canvas and create something that's beautiful to complement the beautiful interior design. If they were going to do that and they were going to call Thomas Williams Design and hire you to be their landscape designer, what's the first thing you do with them?
first thing I would do is we would walk around the property and talk about what their needs are, what the potential of the property is, and what their tastes are. And then from there, really just get to know who they are as a homeowner and to begin the process of creating write-outs as we walk.
Mm-hmm.
Because homeowners begin, you bring them into the process, they get excited, and they say, yes, this is what I want, this is what I like. And so the creation process starts from the first initial meeting and the walk around of the house.
I'm curious, do you find that, I mean, some people, perhaps a lot of people, and Ginger and I know this from our own experience as brokers, are familiar with working with an architect and a builder like Pat Pinson, but perhaps working with a landscape designer is perhaps for some sort of a unique and novel approach to things, though much needed. Your services are highly regarded. So do you find that you've got, I mean, the gamut from first-time sort of newbies who've never done it before to people who have designed their properties 10 times over?
More newbies. Mm-hmm. And the fear of that. A lot of people know what to do when building a house. They know who to go to. But they forget that most of their time is spent living outside. Mm-hmm. And they don't create the foundation necessary. So I help teach them how to create a foundation that'll complement their home.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And Ginger Clark, again, Thomas has been talking about how he could create something on the outside of this beautiful property. But for the benefit of the listeners and maybe someone who's just tuned in right now, shame on you, should have been here from the beginning of the show. We're talking about this beautiful open house that Ginger Clark is hosting today here at 1030 Camino Mañana. Do the walkthrough, Ginger, verbally. Someone walks in the front door, and give us about 2 minutes of sort of what they're going to see when they walk through this terrific house.
Okay, Ray. I'll try my best here. One thing that you'll notice upon walking in is the hardwood front door that's chiseled. It's beautiful. You walk in, and this is a one-level home. The main house is one level, so it's very convenient for people who may have some special needs. And so first you walk in, and you notice all the light coming in through the skylights and the windows and sliding doors that Thomas had mentioned earlier. It's an open kitchen with custom cedar cabinetry, beautiful lighting that highlights each of the features. The kitchen especially is illuminated with custom lighting that really, if you're a cook at all or a gourmet cook perhaps, you will just enjoy having your entertaining and all your family just everyday cooking here. It's a delight. If
yeah.
you stand in the kitchen looking towards the front door, you're going to look to your left and see the horseshoe turnaround, the entrance. You see trees. The living room is open, and the dining room is open, too. So there's not that separation of older homes. Perhaps our parents were
right.
in a home where the dining room was closed off or the family room was closed off. And this is completely... it's open with well-placed barriers and dividers that give you the privacy, but it's still, you're not isolated.
Mm-hmm. And Pat Pinson, the builder, actually talked about all the things that he did to create this masterpiece, including basically gutting all the systems, starting from scratch, plumbing, electrical, the whole nine yards, to not only bring it up to code, but also to provide some amenities that people expect these days when they buy a new house. Isn't that correct?
That's right. And, you know, Pat recognized the good bones of the house, and you know people hear about the good bones, but Pat recognized it and worked with the homeowners in specifically saving what was the good and reworking what needed to be addressed, and it did a lovely job. For instance, the master bedroom is very, very large and has beautiful windows and walkouts that I'm sure Thomas, in his landscaping, would design something that would be either a retreat setting or a, perhaps a Ramada, something that makes it so the owners could walk out and have
uh-huh.
their coffee. In
sure,
the...
and enjoy the 1 acre of
yes.
land that offers all this, as you said, very heavily wooded, very nice. You feel like you're way out in the country, even though you're just literally minutes from downtown. Well, Kathy Roberts, I'm thinking... You're hosting a big seminar on the 3rd of March. and want to give you a chance to talk about that. But I'm guessing that there's probably going to be some people that attend that seminar that would find Ginger Clark's listing here at 1030 Camino Manana to be a great investment, don't you think?
An investment, a home for certain times of year. I find that a lot of clients here keep a home here in New Mexico when they have to be in Washington, D.C. or L.A. or some other part of the country. And this is wonderful. And some of the things I was noticing as you all were talking about the home is this special little lighting in this cabinet over here is just adorable. And I owe the doors, the sliding glass doors and that special lock at the bottom, single gal.
Right.
Looking for a rich husband, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But I just adore seeing that special lock at the bottom, which is a big piece of safety for me. But clients looking for a home in the Santa Fe or New Mexico area, this is absolutely perfect.
Well, and for all of those rich guys out there that are looking for a prospective wife, I invite you to show up this Wednesday, the 3rd, down at the El Dorado Hotel for a seminar that Kathy Roberts, the prospective bride, will be hosting. Talk for a minute, Kathy, about that event, okay?
We're going to talk to everyone a little bit about why your estate plans might fail, and we have Deborah Trowell from Waddell and Reed will join us, and she's going to do a talk about the more things change, talking in a little bit about investments and the changes in the market. Ann Christensen is one of our trust officers. She has about 30 years experience in the trust arena, and she's going to talk about why a trust should be in everyone's estate plan. And there is a lot of reasons why a trust should be in your estate plan. Mm-hmm. Steve Bone is an expert in charitable giving, and Steve's going to round everything up with, you know, why most estate plans fail, and he also has so much expertise in the charitable arena for those that are considering foundations and other things where they may want to put aside money for an alma mater or something of that sort. He can help with that. And it's free lunch.
Wow.
And we've got a few seats left. They just need to call Sherry. Area code 505-984-2700 gets you to Santa Fe Trust, Sharon or myself, so you can get a seat. Valet parking, that's another thing I really like.
Well, that's a big thing downtown, too. Well, Kathy Roberts, I'll tell you what, I encourage everyone who's listening to the show today to not only come here to 1030 Camino Manana to take a look at this beautiful home, but also join Kathy and her colleagues at this event at the El Dorado on the 3rd. Kathy, it's been great to have you as a co-host on the show today. Appreciate it very much. And if you want to check out Kathy Roberts and Santa Fe Trust, go to our website, www.allthingsrealestateradio.com, and right there you'll see their logo. Click on that. I'll take you right to Kathy. Thomas Williams, landscape designer extraordinaire, thank you for being on the show today. Last sort of 30 seconds of commentary for the listeners about what they could do if they bought this house and create a beautiful landscape.
I think what they could do is increase their living space, and they can create a space that reflects who they are as individuals and allow themselves to have a true Santa Fe experience of living outside and living inside at the same time.
Well, excellent commentary. Again, that's Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design. He is one of the premier landscape designers here in Santa Fe. Again, you can also check out Thomas and his company by going to our website, www.allthingsrealestateradio.com. Right there you'll see his logo. Click on that. I'll take you to Thomas Williams Design. We're going to be doing more remote broadcasts. Thomas will be doing his critiquing of properties throughout Santa Fe. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And my good friend and colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Ginger Clark, is hosting this fabulous open house today here at 1030 Camino Manana. Any last thoughts for the listeners, Ginger?
Come see the house. Come, give me a call, and I will be happy to open it up and give you a tour of this remarkable house. It's a must-see.
Well, and if you do that, not only can you talk to Ginger Clark, actually if Thomas stays here for a while, I see some people are walking in right now, Ginger, you can also meet Thomas, talk about the landscape design options. Kathy Roberts, she's going to stay here for a few minutes, talk about Santa Fe Trust. So I want to thank all my guests today for offering some very useful real estate commentary. I invite you to come on down here to 1030 Camino Manana, see this beautiful home. Gino Thompson, my producer, Ethan Urbanek, and Dylan Markham, as well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for your giving our loyal listeners a terrific show today. Thank you for tuning into the program today, and let me know if I can help you out. Again, it's Ray Post at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.